My ways are not the world's ways. Why is this important? When you think of this in relationship to the treatment of addiction, you have to wonder after a half a century why the world's way of treating this addiction is not working. In medical school, I was told that the first step to curing a disease was to identify the cause of the disease before you made a treatment plan. I'll give you an example. Let's say you had pneumonia and your doctor did not know what type of pneumonia it was. He would have you cough up some sputum and send it to the lab to try to identify whether it was bacterial, viral, protozoan. This would be important because if you had, for example, a viral pneumonia and you were treated with an antibiotic as though it were bacterial, you would not get well. Now, going back to the disease of addiction, if you don't know what the cause is and you apply a treatment program which is based on the wrong cause, you won't get well. This is what has been happening for the last 50 plus years. Conventional medical wisdom used all kinds of treatment programs that did not work. They did not work because the cause of addiction is a spiritual problem, and they were not employing a spiritual treatment to cure it. In the scripture, God tells us that His ways are better than the world's ways, and His thoughts are better than the world's thoughts. The Bible says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." That came from Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. I don't believe that you can get any more straightforward than that. Now let's look at the treatment program discussed in Freedom from Addiction 3. Why does this treatment program have such significantly better results than other treatment programs? Why, when the individual meets three simple criteria, does he or she always get well? Are you wondering what these three criteria are? Let me tell you. They are, number one, the person has to earnestly want to get well. God's plan for curing addiction will not work in the absence of a sincere desire to be healed from it. Read the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda who was healed by Jesus after 38 years of being unable to walk. Find that in John 5, 6. What was the question that Jesus asked the man just before he healed him? He asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The second criteria is, one has to believe in his heart that this program, which is God's way, can accomplish the healing. You will find adequate reason to believe this to be true by reading this book. And three, the individual must show up and do the work. The entire treatment plan is written in my book. All one has to do is follow the plan. The answer to this comes from the fact that this treatment program came directly from God. And you can read about the details of how that happened in my book. Now we know that God doesn't make mistakes and that he knows the truth in all matters. That being the case, if one avails himself to God's truth, he or she will get well 100% of the time. For more information, go to my website, www.revwynhendersonmd.com.